This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. The Washington Post reports that when hundreds of anti-U.S. Iraqi militia soldiers attacked American headquarters in the city of Najaf on Sunday, that attack was repulsed by eight private commandos from the same company whose four employees were brutally killed and mutilated in Fallujah a week ago. The Post says U.S. military commanders on the scene after the battle credit the private security service with saving the facility and a wounded Marine who was with them. Still, there are many questions about these outfits, and for answers, we turn to NPR Pentagon correspondent Eric Westerfeld. Eric, let's begin here. How many of these security contractors are currently in Iraq?
Alex, we don't know the exact figure. I've asked Pentagon and British military officials several times. They repeatedly say they don't have the precise numbers. Sometimes these private security workers are subcontractors to a main contractor, and Pentagon and other officials say they don't have a clear sense of what these private warriors are doing every day and how many there are.
Are we talking 10,000, 20,000, 30,000?
In Iraq, I'd estimate it's at least 10,000.
What are their duties, and who do they report to? Who's in charge of them?
These private contractors guard buildings, installations. As this fight in Najaf shows, they're also sometimes in pretty heavy combat. They provide basic training to foreign armies, including now in Iraq, helping train the fledgling Iraqi security forces and Iraqi National Army. They're guarding VIPs, diplomats, and in Iraq, senior members of the Coalition Provisional Authority, including CPA head Paul Bremer, and they report to those senior CPA officials if they're working for them, and their boss is the private contractor.
What are their rules of engagement? Are they authorized to shoot people?
Well, the rules of engagement is a murky area, Alex. I mean, I'm told it depends on the contract, and sometimes the security contractors are covered by the rules of engagement, but it's something of a legal gray area whether they're, you know, rules and policies that apply to the U.S. military applies to these contractors.
With the killings in Fallujah, are there new concerns about the security contractors perhaps not being up to the job all the time or not having properly trained their people? Has anyone asked for reassignment and to be protected by U.S. military rather than these private security forces?
I'm not hearing of any changes on the ground with contractors either quitting or figures asking for, you know, U.S. military or British as opposed to private contractors. And I haven't talked to anyone that's questioning particularly Blackwater Security, the company that these four contractors in Fallujah worked for. But I have talked to senior executives in the industry who say that the sheer number, the sheer volume of security, private security officials working in Iraq is raising questions about training, oversight, vetting. They're just getting flooded with people. And certainly critics from the outside are saying that this is an industry that lacks oversight, accountability, and we don't know how well these guys are really prepared to do what they do.
Finally, Eric, in times past, I think the word for private hired soldiers was mercenary. We don't think of our guys as mercenaries, but what is the difference between what they're doing and what we think of as mercenaries?
Well, perhaps public relations. The contractors say this term mercenary is pejorative, derogatory. Others say that's the correct term. I talked to one official who said, look, we've really moved into an era of mercenaries, whether we want to acknowledge it or not. He said in some cases it may work to use private security contractors, but we haven't had a larger public discussion about this industry that's just grown enormously in the last decade and is being used in Iraq in a kind of unprecedented way.
NPR Pentagon correspondent Eric Westerfeld. Eric, thank you for joining us on Day to Day.
You're welcome, Alex.